This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from All Recipes, Copyright 2026, Meredith Operations Corporation. The title of this article is Cook With Me, Carbonara, for Nicole McLaughlin, host of You Can Cook That for All Recipes. Carbonara is the ultimate easy cooking comfort food. Follow her tips for perfecting the simple yet rich dish and its trademark silky smooth sauce by Caitlin Dimig, RD. There may be no better proof that a handful of kitchen staples can create flavorful dishes in mere minutes than the classic Roman dish of carbonara. Eggs, cheese, cured pork, spaghetti, and dinner is done. It's a good quick fix for dinner, says Nicole McLaughlin, an Alabama-based culinary educator with more than 20 years of experience, who's producer and host of the All Recipes YouTube show You Can Cook That. In addition to recipe development and testing, McLaughlin films 8 to 10 videos a week for All Recipes. Visit at All Recipes on Instagram to catch more of her content, too. Being able to teach through my videos is my greatest accomplishment, she says. McLaughlin helps take the intimidation factor out of cooking many dishes, but especially carbonara. The hallmark of carbonara is its silky egg-based sauce, but if a fear of an egg-curdling mishap keeps you from trying this low-prep dish, then follow McLaughlin's lead. She breaks down how to create a creamy without the cream sauce. How to make carbonara. Combine the eggs and cheese. Whisk the Pecorino Romano into the eggs. You want the eggs beaten before you add the starchy water in step 4. No need to fear using the whole egg. It gets cooked by the heat of the pasta and pasta water, McLaughlin says. She recommends using good quality eggs and prefers using fresh whole eggs rather than just yolks. The yolks help create a really rich sauce, but it can sometimes get a little too thick, she says. Using the whole egg keeps the richness, but the egg white adds more moisture, which helps create a balanced sauce that's not overwhelmingly thick. Cook the pancetta. Carefully dice the pancetta. It'll be easier to cut if it's cold, she says. You can stick it in the freezer for 15 minutes. Cook it in a skillet until it's well browned and the fat is rendered. The drippings contribute to the sauce's silky texture and flavor. You get a ton of flavor from the pancetta, so you don't typically need a lot of extra aromatic, she says. Cook pasta and reserve water. Meanwhile, cook the pasta, but before draining, reserve 2/3 of a cup of pasta water in a glass measuring cup. Transfer the drained pasta to the skillet with the pancetta and remove from heat. Toss to combine the pasta, pancetta, and drippings. Temper the eggs. Let the reserved pasta water cool slightly, then whisk about a quarter cup into the egg mixture a little at a time. This prevents the eggs from curdling in the sauce. Pasta water is like liquid gold, says McLaughlin. It creates a creamy texture. Toss sauce with pasta. Stir the sauce mixture into the spaghetti in the skillet. Do this off heat as extra insurance to prevent curdling. Thin the sauce. Add the remaining pasta water a little at a time to reach desired consistency. If you like, sprinkle with more cheese and cracked black pepper. If she has it on hand, McLaughlin likes to add parsley too. It brightens the dish, she says. Pecorino Romano is aged sheep's milk cheese with a sharp and salty flavor. For the best texture, grate your own, but McLaughlin says you can substitute Parmesan, no problem. This recipe is for spaghetti carbonara. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 4 eggs. Pecorino Romano cheese, 2 ounces, 6 ounces of pancetta, and 12 ounces of spaghetti. Crack black pepper for garnish. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 4 eggs, lightly beaten. 1/2 cup of grated Pecorino Romano cheese, 2 ounces, plus more for garnish. 6 ounces of pancetta, finely diced. 12 ounces of spaghetti, and cracked black pepper for garnish. Step 1. Whisk together eggs and Pecorino Romano in a medium bowl. Step 2. Cook pancetta in a large skillet over medium heat, stirring often until evenly browned, about 10 minutes. Step 3. Meanwhile, bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. See tip to the far right. The tip is season like a pro. A lot of people undersalt their water, says McLaughlin. It should taste like the ocean. When boiling, the salt in the water gets absorbed into the pasta. If you wait and season afterward, the salt just kind of sits on the surface of the spaghetti, she says. McLaughlin prefers kosher salt. I think it is easier to measure, she says. It's harder to oversalt with kosher because it's less concentrated than iodized salt, so you can use a little more and you're better gauge your seasoning. Cook spaghetti according to package directions, reserving 2/3 a cup of pasta cooking water. Drain. Add spaghetti to pancetta in the skillet. Remove skillet from heat. Step 4. Stir 1/4 cup pasta into the egg mixture to temper the eggs. Add egg mixture to spaghetti in skillet. Stir constantly, adding enough pasta cooking water to reach desired consistency until spaghetti is coated and eggs are just set but not curdled. Garnish with black pepper and/or additional Pecorino Romano. Buying guide. Guanciale is the traditional cured pork choice. It has a high fat-to-meat ratio, which contributes to a silky end product, but it can be hard to find and expensive. You usually have to go to a specialty market, McLaughlin says. Instead, she likes to use pancetta. You could use bacon in a pinch, too. Give peas a chance. Carbonara purists will turn their noses up at adding extras such as peas to this dish. I have definitely put peas in my carbonara, McLaughlin says. I feel like a complete meal has to have something green. Our next article is Dinner Fix. Keep it cool in the kitchen this summer with no-cook meals, including chopped salads, poke bowls, and no-bake pizzas. They require minimal effort so you can enjoy more time outside. This recipe is for prosciutto mozzarella sandwiches. To make it a meal, serve sandwiches with fresh cherry tomatoes and/or melon slices. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Mayonnaise, basil pesto, 1 18-ounce loaf rectangle or round focaccia, 1 8-ounce package of fresh mozzarella cheese, crushed red pepper, 1 3-ounce package of thinly sliced prosciutto, roasted red peppers, fresh basil leaves, and pepperoncini for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1/3 cup of mayonnaise, 3 tablespoons basil pesto, 1 18-ounce loaf rectangle or round focaccia halved horizontally, 1 8-ounce package of fresh mozzarella cheese sliced, crushed red pepper optional, 1 3-ounce package of thinly sliced prosciutto, 1/2 cup of roasted red peppers cut into bite-sized strips, 1 cup fresh basil leaves, and pepperoncini for serving. Step 1. Stir together mayonnaise and pesto in a small bowl. Spread over cut sides of focaccia. Step 2. Top bottom half of loaf with mozzarella. Sprinkle with crushed red pepper if using. Top with prosciutto, roasted red peppers, and basil leaves. Add top loaf. Cut side down. Cut into 6 rectangles or wedges. Serve with pepperoncini. If you like, upgrade this sandwich with Belgioso burrata, a fresh mozzarella with soft curd center. in addition to the fresh mozzarella slices for a layer of creaminess. Our next recipe is for ahi shoyu poke bowl. For poke bowls, always use sushi-grade, same-day purchased tuna to prevent foodborne illness. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 12 ounces of sushi-grade ahi tuna steaks, less sodium soy sauce, chopped sweet onion, such as Maui, 2 green onions, 1 jalapeno or serrano pepper, toasted sesame oil, toasted sesame seeds, grated fresh ginger, flaky salt such as Malden, 1 8.5-ounce package microwavable jasmine rice heated according to package directions, 1 medium cucumber, finely chopped toasted macadamia nuts for garnish. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 12 ounces of sushi-grade ahi tuna steaks cut into half-inch cubes, 1/3 cup less sodium soy sauce, 1/4 cup chopped sweet onion such as Maui, 2 green onions sliced, 1/4 cup, plus more for garnish, 1 jalapeno or serrano pepper seeded and minced, 2 tablespoons, plus slices for garnish, optional, 1 tablespoon toasted sesame oil, 2 teaspoons toasted sesame seeds, optional, 1 teaspoon grated fresh ginger, 1/4 teaspoon flaky salt such as Malden, 1 8.5-ounce package microwavable jasmine rice heated according to package directions, 1 medium cucumber slice, 2.5 cups, and finely chopped toasted macadamia nuts for garnish. Step 1. Gently toss together tuna cubes, soy sauce, sweet onion, green onion, jalapeno if using, sesame oil, sesame seeds if using, ginger, and flaky salt in a large bowl. Chill, covered to allow flavors to meld, 15 minutes. Step 2. Evenly divide rice, tuna mixture, and cucumber slices among 4 bowls. Garnish with macadamia nuts. Our next recipe is for arugula and hummus personal pizzas. Spread bakery naan with your favorite store-bought hummus, then top with sweet, chewy dates and peppery arugula for a hearty vegan meal ready in 10 minutes. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Prepared hummus, 2 naan breads, arugula, extra virgin olive oil, 4 dates, salted roasted pepitas or pumpkin seeds, balsamic vinegar, and flaky salt for garnish. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1/2 cup of prepared hummus or more to taste, 2 naan breads, 2 cups of arugula, 1 teaspoon extra virgin olive oil plus more for serving, 4 dates pitted and chopped, 4 teaspoons salted roasted pepitas or pumpkin seeds, 2 teaspoons balsamic vinegar or more to taste, and flaky salt for garnish. Step 1. Spread 1/4 cup hummus onto each naan. Toss arugula with olive oil. Top naans evenly with dressed arugula, dates, and pepitas. Drizzle with balsamic vinegar and additional olive oil. Garnish with flaky salt. Our next recipe is for shrimp, avocado, and mango salad. Refrigerated cooked cocktail shrimp adds protein without turning on the stove. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Hot water, brown sugar, chili garlic sauce, lime juice from 1 lime, 1 pound peeled and deveined cooked small shrimp, 51 to 60 a pound, 1 medium mango, 2 medium avocados, 2 heads of bib lettuce, green onions, toasted sesame seeds, and lime wedges for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 tablespoons hot water, 1 tablespoon packed brown sugar, 3 to 4 tablespoons chili garlic sauce, 3 tablespoons lime juice from 1 lime, 1 pound peeled and deveined cooked small shrimp, 51 to 60 a pound, 1 medium mango peeled and diced, or 1.5 cups, 2 medium avocados chopped, or 1.5 cups, 2 heads bib lettuce torn, sliced green onions and or toasted sesame seeds for garnish, and lime wedges for serving. Step 1. For dressing, whisk together the hot water and brown sugar in a small bowl until sugar is dissolved. Stir in chili garlic sauce and lime juice. Step 2. In a large bowl, toss together shrimp, mango, and avocados. Pour 1/2 cup of dressing over the shrimp mixture and toss to coat. Step 3. Divide lettuce among plates. Top with shrimp mixture and drizzle with remaining dressing. Garnish with green onions and toasted sesame seeds and serve with lime wedges. Our next recipe is for Thai flavor chopped salad with peanut dressing. Rotisserie chicken is the key to this quick-to-prep chopped salad. For other shortcuts, use coleslaw mix in place of the head of cabbage and use bottled peanut dressing. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1/2 small head of green cabbage, cooked chicken from a rotisserie chicken, 1 15-ounce can of navy beans, 1 medium English cucumber, matchstick cut carrots, frozen shelled edamame, dry roasted peanuts, chopped fresh cilantro, 1 medium jalapeno pepper, peanut lime dressing recipe to come, or other peanut dressing such as Trader Joe's. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1/2 head of green cabbage, shredded or finely chopped, 4 cups. 2 cups chopped cooked chicken from a rotisserie chicken. 1 15-ounce can of navy beans drained and rinsed. 1 medium English cucumber chopped, or 1.5 cups. 1 cup matchstick cut carrots. 1/2 cup frozen shelled edamame thawed. 1/2 cup dry roasted peanuts roughly chopped. 1/2 cup chopped fresh cilantro, or 1/2 of a bunch. 1 medium jalapeno pepper seeded and finely chopped. Peanut lime dressing recipe to follow, or other peanut dressing such as Trader Joe's. Step 1. Toss together cabbage, chicken, beans, cucumber, carrots, edamame, peanuts, cilantro, and jalapeno in a large bowl. Step 2. Pour dressing over cabbage mixture and toss to coat. Serve immediately or chill covered up to 3 days. Here's the recipe for peanut lime dressing. Whisk together 2 tablespoons of rice vinegar, 4.5 teaspoons of less sodium soy sauce, 1 tablespoon lime juice, 1 tablespoon honey, 2 teaspoons peanut butter, 1.5 teaspoons grated fresh ginger, 1 teaspoon minced fresh garlic, and 1/4 teaspoon salt in a small bowl. Slowly drizzle in 1/3 cup of avocado oil or canola oil, whisking until fully incorporated. Makes 2/3 of a cup. Our next article is entitled Start With. Craft 3 supremely tasty yet simple dinners with flavor-packed pantry and frozen items. Nutty sesame oil, aromatic green onions, umami-packed soy sauce, and frozen dumplings combine to create dishes that go beyond the appetizer menu. Our first recipe is for pressure cooker dumpling soup. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Toasted sesame oil, olive oil, 1 green onion, minced fresh ginger, 1 medium clove of garlic, 8 cups of low-sodium chicken broth, 24 pork or desired flavor frozen dumplings, black pepper, salt, thinly sliced bok choy, less sodium soy sauce, lime juice from about one small lime, plus wedges for serving, and chili crisp for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 teaspoon toasted sesame oil, 1 teaspoon olive oil, 1 green onion sliced, white and green parts separated, 1 tablespoon minced fresh ginger, 1 medium clove of garlic minced, 1 teaspoon, 8 cups of low-sodium chicken broth, 24 pork or desired flavor frozen dumplings, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 2 cups thinly sliced bok choy, 2 tablespoons less sodium soy sauce, 1 tablespoon lime juice, about 1 small lime, plus wedges for serving, and chili crisp for serving. Step 1. Select sauté function on an electric multi-cooker. Adjust to low. Add sesame oil and olive oil and heat 1 minute. Cook white part of green onion, the ginger, and garlic in hot oil until fragrant but not browning, about 1 minute. Add broth, dumplings, pepper, and salt. Break apart any dumplings that are frozen together. Step 2. Close and lock the lid. Seal the vent. Select soup function or high pressure cook and set timer for 2 minutes. Allow 10 to 15 minutes for pressure to build. Step 3. Release pressure using quick release method about 5 minutes. Carefully remove lid. Stir in bok choy, green part of green onion, soy sauce, and lime juice. Serve with lime wedges and or chili crisp. Our next recipe is for one pan dumpling dinner. Nicole McLaughlin's dumpling dinner was originally a baked dish. We transformed it into a quick cooking stovetop version. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Canned unsweetened light coconut milk, less sodium soy sauce, red curry paste, rice vinegar, toasted sesame oil, 2 medium cloves garlic, fresh ginger, vegetable oil, 20 pork or desired flavor frozen dumplings, bok choy, fresh cilantro, 2 green onions, and toasted sesame seeds. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 cup canned unsweetened light coconut milk, 2 tablespoons less sodium soy sauce, 2 tablespoons red curry paste, 1 tablespoon rice vinegar, 2 teaspoons toasted sesame oil, 2 medium cloves garlic minced or 2 teaspoons, 1 teaspoon minced fresh ginger, 1 tablespoon vegetable oil, 20 pork or desired flavor frozen dumplings, 5 cups chopped bok choy, 3 tablespoons chopped fresh cilantro, 2 green onions thinly sliced or 1/4 cup, and 2 teaspoons toasted sesame seeds. Step 1. Whisk together coconut milk, soy sauce, curry paste, vinegar, sesame oil, garlic, and ginger in a medium bowl. Step 2. Heat vegetable oil in a very large deep skillet with a lid over medium heat. Arrange dumplings in an even layer in the skillet. Sear 2 to 3 minutes. Pour in coconut milk mixture and top with bok choy. Cover, bring to a simmer, and cook until dumplings are heated through and bok choy is wilted 8 to 10 minutes. Stir in cilantro, green onions, and sesame seeds. Our final recipe is for dumpling salad with mandarins and sesame soy vinaigrette. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 16 pork or desired flavor frozen dumplings, 1 11-ounce can of mandarin orange sections, rice vinegar, less sodium soy sauce, toasted sesame oil, ground ginger, one 14-ounce package of coleslaw mix, shredded cabbage with carrot, one green onion, dry roasted cashews chopped. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 16 pork or desired flavor frozen dumplings, one 11-ounce can of mandarin orange sections, 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 2 tablespoons less sodium soy sauce, 1 tablespoon toasted sesame oil, 1/2 a teaspoon ground ginger, one 14-ounce package of coleslaw mix with shredded cabbage and carrot, one green onion chopped, plus more for garnish, and 1/4 cup salted dry roasted cashews chopped, plus more for garnish. Step 1. Prepare dumplings according to package directions. Step 2. Meanwhile, drain mandarins, reserving 2 tablespoons juice. Combine the reserved juice, vinegar, soy sauce, sesame oil, and ginger in a small screw-top jar. Cover and shake until combined. Step 3. Toss together coleslaw mix, green onion, cashews, dumplings, and mandarins in a serving bowl. Add dressing and toss gently to coat. Garnish with additional green onions and cashews. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.